You're listening to the Yeshiva of Newark podcast. I'm your host and curator, Rabbi Avram Kivalevich, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Shalom. This is a Hesped Arocha for Harav HaGoyin, Rav Moshe ben Rav Shmuel Yehuda Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik, Kodesh Lebrocha, who we are still, of course, B'meshach, the Zman, during the period up and leading to the Shloshim. We have four Maspidim, persons who were Bakantels, Kroivim, Talmidim, people who understood the significance of Rav Wolfson, and I want to thank them all for agreeing on a pretty short notice to be part of this Hesped Lezichroi. The speakers, we're going to start with a Talmud from Torah Vedas at the time that Rav Wolfson began his Hanhaga as the Mashgiach, and who knew Rav Wolfson from that site and continued on. That is Rav Avrom Shlomo Teichman Shlita, who was the Rosh Kol in Torah Vedas, and also was the Rav for close to 40 years of the Beis HaKnesses Mefur in Los Angeles, the Agudas Yisroel, and now is in Lakewood and Tamarind Park. We hope Rav Leva Willigil, who was also a Talmud in that Tkufa, following by Rav Hersh Michel Chin, who was a Talmud of Rav Wolfson and a member of the Kehillas Amunas Yisrael that Rav Wolfson founded. And we mesayim with the Kohen of the Reshiva of the Mesifta of Lubavitch in Miami, Rav Leibel Shapiro, who knew Rav Wolfson at B'Soif Yomov and was Mekurev to him in Machshava, and would also give us a certain arc of the whole life of Rav Wolfson and his Pa'ulus Laman HaTzibur. So we'll start, please, with Rav Teichman Shlita.
Exactly what was lost with the Patira of Rav Wolfson Zatzal to the Olam Shekulo Yamis, Shekulo Tov. Rav Wolfson himself would never have suggested to anybody that his derech is the only derech. Indeed, Bismedish Mashgiach of Masifta Torah Vedas, which he was for decades and decades, he appreciated all Darkei Limud, all Darkei Avodas Hashem, both those of the Rosh Yeshiva and the Talmidim. In my time, Torah Vedas was a United Nations Lahavdil of Avodas Hashem. Zal tell us about the quintessential Rebbe, and Chazal describe him as a Malach Hashem. The Lashon Chazal is, Im harav doyme l'malach Hashem, yivakshu toira mipil. So it means to say, just as a Malach has no needs, no personal needs, only those of his tafkid, his mission, so the Rebbe, whom he is supposed to be mevakish Torah from, he should have no needs, only that of his mission to be moiser Torah. All those who are Talmidim Yeshiva, whether they were the first graders, because that's when he started as a mechanech of first graders, or fifth graders, later in fifth grade, or when his voice no longer permitted him to teach, and after a year or two, I don't know exactly how long it was, but when his voice recovered to some degree, then he became the Mashgiach in the Beis HaMedrash. Everyone understood that Rav Wolfson Zatzal was a Malach Hashem. He didn't have his own agenda. He didn't have his own filters and colors. He could respond to the needs of Talmidim, whoever and whenever. Bemesis that he said a Hespaner of Hamzatzal, the Rosh Hashiva and Tere Das, who was my Rebbe Muvik. He said about Rafam that he was always available. Amemis says you could say that about the Mashgiach. He was always available. Always available means that a Talmud has no suffix that he can get hadracha from his Rebbe, because Rebbe's always available. It's so easy to say, but what a gevurah it is to accomplish. About Emunas Yisrael, I to this day have not been zoicha yet to daven in Emunas Yisrael. But let's start a little before that. Reb Shlomo Heimer Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva and Tere Das, in the time of Hagel Mendelovich, he was asked, why isn't there a formal Musa Seder in Misipta Tere Das, which he was from the Gedolei HaMusar of his time, the yeshivas of Gedolei HaMusar of his time. And Reb Shlomo, he said, you know what, Reb Shlomo Feigel Mendelovich's Shalosh Sudas, that's a Musa Shir. And Rav Olson translated that to our time. He was a Talmud in those years, and he understood that koyach. And this is what the Masmidim Lemaisa in Camp Tervadas Das came to understand. The Suda Shlishis was held in the dark. Well, what's the pshat in modern times? Well, what's pshat in the dark? But when one's eyes are no longer providing the usual distractions, then one's ears are much more receptive to Zmiris and Divrei Torah. Zmiris and Divrei Torah tug on the heartstrings. The experience is more than just uplifting. It carries one beyond himself to another plane of existence, to an awareness of spiritual worlds beyond measure. A saga in Ruchnius. After that, if you're thirsty, you can't get enough. And this was really the aside of the kernel of the Emunas Yisrael Keilu. And that's a hamshacha, continuation of the shteikikus, the thirst for a hecherkeit, a higher existence, and visceral knowledge that Avodas Hashem is not only a matter of how much, but a matter of how high and how close. Who was the conductor of this symphony of Zmiris and Divrei Torah? The symphony of Avodas Hashem, benachas, besimcha, baava, b'shteikikus, that was the Mashgiach Zatzal. And for decades and decades, even into his 10th decade, and Talmidei Tere Das and all the Emunas Yisrael branches are mamish eidus chai to Rav Olson's derech. In the Nusach of the Brichas HaTorah, we ask not only for ourselves, b'niyah anachnu, but not just for ourselves. We ask tzatzainu, for our children. And some add the Nusach of tzatzainu, children's children. Others don't add this Nusach because b'nei bonim hare ein kibonim, that's included. L'chaira, the same goes for Talmidim and Talmidei Talmidim. Korean bonnet. Regardless, the pasuk explicitly says, "Vanecha uvnei banecha," and the Torah says, "Vaydakam luvanecha uvnei banecha." It's mefirish. And the Mishaberech for Nusach, before Musaf, is Nusach Talmidei. So either way we understand this, it's clear that everything's included. Now the question is, what? Why? Why are we mispalel for the Talmidim for the Bnei Bonim? Premises. In our time, this is so clear why that's true. From one door to the next, the Nisyonis can change, sometimes more, sometimes less. In our time, the entire world condition changes, and not only changes, but accelerates. 100 years ago, the Chofetz Chaim was saying that the world is accelerating to a time that's kavua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In our time, it's a warp speed. No one knows if by the time we come to the Bnei Bonim and Talmidim, if they will withstand the Nisayon of their time. Will they continue to be Davuk to Derech HaTorah V'Mitzvah? But yet, we see today from the Mashgiach, not as Talmidim alone, and not as Talmidim alone, and the Banim of Nebanim, but Vaita, that it's a Kesher Shel Kayom and Mamish. This is a Nes Nigla. It's a Mamish Nes Nigla that we were Zeichet to such a thing. After such a loss, such a chaval al the abdin, where are we? We have to become the living nechama. We have to be those whom he inspired in his lifetime to continue his derech, because he was mekayim, the essential chinuch of the master mechanech. Alois chas aneiros achetia. Achetehe shall heves oile me eileho. Zuchusa yogan olein.
Rav Teichman, we'll now hear from the Rosh Koyel of Nachas Tovin, Torah V'Das, who was joining us.
I think over 62 years, we were very close. So I would like to say first avot, and then I'll say a few maises we could learn. First, I would like to say the Mishgich's life was a minna. That's why he gave his besmedish the name of Minas Yisrael. He lived by a minna. And everybody who was together with the Mishgich, I'll say just over avot. And then I'm going to say some maises that we could. The Gemara brings down a Masechta Shabbos, Vayisyasi Besachta Sahar. Famous Gemara, Omer Avdime Bachome, Bachasem Alamit, Shekofa Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sahar Ki Gigas. And then the Gemara says, Mekamal Raisa, the Hodok Obli B'Meach HaShvedish. So they want to say Pshat, Mavshat Kofa Aleim Har Ki Gigas. They saw Nisim Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsef. They have to force him to take the Torah. So one of the Mufarshim, a lot of Mufarshim say, a kofalem harki gigis means it was so clear by them, the Rebbeinu Shaloyim, their minim, it's like kofalei markigig. It's like they had to take it on a man. Let's say tell somebody to jump into a fire, and he doesn't jump in. Shatter because it's he can't jump into fire. They had such a minute that Pshatter is not kofalizing. They didn't have no other choice. They had such a chlorkate. That's why they say over from my kinders elter zede the elter fin kelim of some chazisel. A malach doesn't have p'chire. What's p'shat? He does have p'chire. But he sees everything so clear that he can't think no other way. The Mishgiach Zichron Yitzadik Avroche, His emineh was so clear, and he put it into the Talmidim, the emineh pshita, emineh, emineh. This is pshat kofol emarki gigis. We couldn't even think out of the way. We got such a clear emineh through all the stories. Now the Mishgiach said it, how he presented it with his gewaldige ne'imes and chayin, with the nigging such. And he always spoke about it. So we were bebchina also kofale marki gigas. That's why I saw somebody says, why the chiv misses when 13? Why not when he was born? He should be already everything. Pshat is, if it'll be when he's born and we see everything clear, there's no kins. They had to go through 13 years and then they fight and you got clear. We all had sveikis and fashidene zachen when we spoke to the Mishgiach. He shmusen. I remember the first shmus was a long time ago. After, I don't know if the Oyle knows the history, everybody knows he was a rabbi. And then he lost his voice. And then he became a shgich. But there was a tkufa in between, but the Oyle doesn't know. I was there. He became assistant to Rav Nesanel Kvin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he used to sit next to Rav Nesanel Kvin's office, and he used to give late notes. He used to take the temperature. He used to call up the parents. And then one day he came to our class, and he gave a shmuz before Pesach. And this opened the eyes. We saw a different Rav Wolfson. And then the Biyankiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha made him mishgich and the yeshiva. And the whole life he spoke about a minute. And he made it so clear for everyone, like the same p'chine as Kofun Aleyem Har Kigigis. I would like to say a few mices, but you could learn from him. He was very much Oyev Es Yisrael. So I'll tell you a few mices. One mice, what happened with me. So I'm the Baldover. And I maybe heard the mice. And if you heard it, it only could come through me because it happened to me. The Mishgiach lived in Williamsburg. I went to my shver, Avkel Seyle, the late in the same class with the Mishgiach. I went to Queens, and the way home, I stopped by the Mishgiach Pirim. Didn't before, was already, there was no ministry, Saul Demels. So I figured, I'm in the neighborhood, let me say hello, I get in the Pirim to Mishgiach. And I come to the Mishgiach, the Chayin of Tzadik Avroche, and he tells me, the label, I have a special shalachmonis for you today. Special shalachmonis? What does he have? He takes out like a tabik pishke, small pishkele, small case, and he tells me, this is for you. So I want to open up a shmek tabik, you know, it's made to smell. No, this is for you. You know what it is? In Eretz Yisrael, what I did is, I sent it to Eretz Yisrael, and I opened it up in Eretz Yisrael, and I put in Avir Eretz Yisrael, loft from Eretz Yisrael, and I closed it. I'm giving it to you, Shehev Avir Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if I still have it, but that was his loft Eretz Yisrael, that to give in a Tabik Pishke, to fill it up, close it, and take along Avir Eretz Yisrael. He once called me in. His cholam was, he told me, he wants to live a half a year in America and a half a year in Tzfas. He wants to move to Tzfas for half a year. What does he want for me? Because I'm a closer Baruch Chosid. And he wants that to speak to the Rebbe. Maybe he could help him out there with Panosa in Tzfas. And then he told me I could write a lot of nice poets, like Yehuda Levi. I could write this, I could do a lot of things. It didn't work out, I don't know why, but Lemaise, his heart was in Eretz Yisrael. From the first Maise had gelept mit Eretz Yisrael. There's a story, I'm going to cut it short, the story. There was two Feigelich coming to Rav Wolfson used to go in the summer in the old city in Shalayim HaKodesh. Once two feigelich, two birds came, a woman bird and a came every day on the windowsill. He was standing there. And the Mishgiach, I don't want to go into Proteus, had getracht, maybe they're coming to ask Seppes Mechile. And he figured out that Gansa Maisa, I'm not going into the whole story. And he said, Mocholoch. And there was the end of the Fegelich coming back. But here is the punchline, Rabbi Isai. So the Mashgiach, Chon Evruche said, but these two Fegelich, these two boys have a schiz. They were Megilgal in birds in the old city in Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. That was the mile about Chon Evruche saw on these two birds. Even though they had it, they came for a reason, beside Gilgal. But at least there were two birds. That was his love to Eretz Yisrael, a liebshaft to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he left that tzvur. He wanted to be koyver in Tveri and Eretz Yisrael. He was mekisha all his life with gedolei tzaddikim, Satmarov, Klozmogorov, Skver, and then all other gedolim. His Rebbe Reb Shlaga Feivel, Amshenev, was very mekush heren was Chanukah, and was thinking maybe we should sit Chanukah lecht outside. No, Yeshiva boys, everybody, no, we want to sit outside. As we said, lalochem and absin and rest. So his machshove, he thought maybe he wants to change. He wants to start sitting outside, and he told me like this: I came in to close Magorov. In the middle of Shalashidis, and he told me Reb Leibel, it was pitch dark. He did not see me. As I walked in, he was toifus my machshobes etos, and he said these words. I'm going to say it in Yiddish and repeat it in English. In nishvi da hante genaye vilam achadish amazal umfangis et zinden in dreusen. And not like the people today that want to change, to put a chanikalech in dreusen. He was toifus my machshobes, and I changed. He lived with Reb Shlaga Feivel. He lived with Reb Shloime. He lived. Once someone told me a story about Reb Shloime. It's a whole zach. Gewissim and Hogim, and Reb Shloime finished off. The minig should be as your father did. Now, Wolfson Chayin Avrocha was mechanechas. And he used to not to change from our parents, not to change from the Mesoire. A reinbring in a varmkeit, in a Shabbos, in a davenin. The davenin, he changed the whole lifestyle from davenin. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, even other places, they were thinking, how, if my Eretz Yisrael, they daven like this, at least let me daven. I'll tell you something, maybe I could just say it. He called me in one day, and he told me, Reb Leibel, I want to ask you a toive. And Eretz Yisrael, why I made it, was Mishgiach in Yeshiva. And I wanted the Bucharim, after they get married, we should keep together everything what we had in Yeshiva. Then we'll see, open the Eretz Yisrael. Now it became worldwide. But that was his tachlis. And he called me in, he said, Reb Leibel, you know, not everybody could daven so slow. So maybe you should open your own minyan and keep together also a few Bucharim. And that's why I opened my minyan, and we kept together also. But it was a different style, but at least we kept together. What he meant was always the Shem Shamayim. It's kedai to mention, three gdoilim were nifted this year. Nachman Sivke Rebbe, 11 months yesterday. Nachman Shoy Solomon, the Mishgiach, the Chatzadik Avroche, the Kosev Rebbe. I want to bring out one thing. I'm not being maspit. All of them had one thing in mind. And that's why they were mitzliach. They had in mind, I'm doing it, l'shem shemayim. I want to do the rotzen Hashem. And this is the rotzen Hashem, and I want to do it. This was everything what they wanted. The Mishkiach had no negias. He only wanted a reinzepflanzen in us, a minne, betochen. And he changed the whole life from so many families. I know because I'm there so many years. I used to go Shalashidis before in my minyan when the Mashiach told me. I went there every Shalosh Shudas. I davened in closing book, but Shalosh Shudas, I went there. And I remember one time, the clergyman who was medagdik, it's not to eat only special, not frozen eggs. So hey, I came Shalosh Shudas, says, no. So the Mashgiach told the Gabbe, my besmedrish has to be, everybody should be able to come. If somebody wants Dafke to have a bilke, a challah with fresh eggs, get him this bilke too. And that's why the Siddurim, I don't know, when I was there, I donated a few Siddurim. He wanted, everybody could have his own nisach. And I think he told me to buy, but I bought Minkat Shesidir Shah Yisoschim, was a lot of people used to daven this. So he told people, so he prepared a Siddur, everybody could daven his own nisach. He didn't make it for himself, the Bismedish. He didn't make it al Skovit. He made it, it should be, everybody should be a place for davening, can daven is slow. And he daven your own nisach. You want to daven Shah Yisoschim, daven Shah Yisoschim. Because the Yisoidis, if you mean Hashem Shemayim, is a different ballgame we made of this. And there was one of the Yisoidis, the Mishgiach. And he was from one side to state, the Gemara brings Moshe Rabbeini, Bimkoim Eimai Aleph. He had the Koyach from Abezan for 9 Aleph. And there's a different Gemara, Isfili Shemanish, he needed 70 people. Monavshuk, what's going on there? This is a Lomdish Teres, but I'm going to say a Teres of Pidrish. Sometimes there's a matzev Moshe b'mkoyim ayin alef, and sometimes there's a matzev Yisrael shemnish. The Mishgiach name was Moshe. Zechayne tzadik avruch. There was sometimes a matzev. The Mishgiach was very strong also. It's a whole veyachkeit. Moshe b'mkoyim ayin alef. But from the other side, he got to get it oilem. What do you say? What do you say? I'll tell you one. It's a santa meisim. I was a bocher. I didn't go to high school, the only one, because I came from Kollel Shmei Yeshiva, and the Rebbe said I could go to Tevet Das only if I don't go to high school. So finally, Mataledik, I'm sure I shouldn't go to high school. So I was learning in Besmedrish with a bocher. And the Mashgiach comes over to this bocher and tells him, I see you learning so good. I watch you. And you learn so good. It says the Aloch, if someone scratches his head and doesn't wash his head, he's not going to remember his learning. So he told that bochim, I feel so good for you. You're learning so good. And you learned so much Torah. So why do you have to lose it chas v'sholom by scratching your head? Go wash your hands. If someone would come over to me, go wash your hands, man. If you go over the same thing, I would say this bochim, the mishgich. You know, you have to wash your hands. Go ahead. The bochim was a chayis galach. Damon is a kapar down, scratch. But the way he came over to him, said, because I love you. I see you learning the last few days with such a cheshik, and you learn so good. Why should you lose such toire? But he brought out aloha. It was very dovik and a lot of tzaddikim. But Agav, as can I to mention, he told me once, the label, mein hearts is in Kalil. And Taka, that's why he davened with the Friedige Solner Rebbe. And that's why I think a minister saw the daven a lot, the Nisach from Sol, because they told me, my heart is in Kalin. So I to mention the Mishgiach grew up in America, Rabbi Isai. And we don't know how much we have to thank the Rabbi Shalom. He grew up in America, the Avif in America, and they used to call it that the Shteiner Zeren Treif. Maybe the Shteiner Zeren Treif, but the hearts was open. And the Mishgiach's heart was open to bring in Teure, Warmkeit, if it doesn't, somebody doesn't know English, Warmkeit means Warmkeit to everyone, to Bocherim. In the light, and the door was open for everyone. He never said no. We're learning to get him in yeshiva. So many times he called me in the office, and he was so, with such a bitl, with such a fine kite, And he spoke to everyone. Everybody could get to him. Everyone with the Shmeichel. Everyone with the Save Upon Him Yofis. And Baruch Hashem, at Galepta Zayfil Yorim, at a Welt Oivgetin in his life, at Oivgetin, that a Vegishtel Tador. And I know their door because I grew up with their door. I would never dream that 60 years later, Einiklech and Ir Einiklech, how they look. And if not the Mishkich, they would not look like this. Not in learning and not in Hazidike Sachen. In Befrat, the reingebringte Warmkeit, the alle gange mit Streimlich, it's not that Yiddish Streimel, the reingebringte Chesidis in sie. All these Bucherim and the Galait, if not the Mishkich, they wouldn't have kids in Einiklech. Magid Yishirim, Dosh Yeshivis, Mashpim. The Mishkich never dreamt it's going to go so far. But the Teretz is, if you mean L'Shem Shemayim, is a different picture. And the Mishkich meant L'Shem Shemayim. He used to come to ballpark before he had the Bismedish. So we had once a Shabbos together, I remember. And I went to Shabbos. It was a small oil and we sat together. And the Mishkiach told us, and I was sitting next to him, let's sit Ishlem Andre Mishafilish Ara like one goof. He told it to me. Ada Yoim, 60 years later, ich the mama how he said it to me. Let's sit together. Ki ish echot b'leiv echot. And I still feel it now. The way he said it, the way he presented it. But we have to know this was here in the United States in America. They used to say to me, Shapiro Machai of America, we all could say the Mishkiach, I wouldn't say Machai of America, Mizaka America, that in this door to put such Talmidim and such Bochanim, Einiklich now, and Ir Einikl Boch Hashem. Not only Shoymer Toyre Mitzvahs, Shoymer Toyre, Loim de Toyre, Mashpiyim, Ehrlichkeit, and weiter, the Kinder, this Kinder, I have a special Yachis, because I learned with Chavrusa with his Edom, Reb Motel Zilber, Shechina Rov, was very close to his Shver, and also, he also, the Mishgich changed them too. Everyone he tried to change. I'll tell you the memories, Rabbi Isai. I once went a bris for my son to Klozer Megarov. And the Mishkiach wasn't there for a long time. It's not the gay why. And he came over to me. Ich beng mich to see the Klozer Megarov. I would like to be by your bris, by your son. So I took him along to the bris. He came in with such a pachet. And the Rebbe told him to sit down. He didn't want to sit. And he told me, Baruch Hashem, I was zoiche to see the Rebbe. I'll tell you noch a meise, because I was there. He went as Sach to Lubavitch. I went along every time when he went to Lubavitch, because Aaron Kovitz was angry in the Shark. He took him. And I told him, when you take the Mishgiach, take me along. And he took me along. I have a lot of stories about it, but one story is kedai to say. We went Erev Yom Kippur. The Mishgiach took off, so I also went along, me and the Mishgiach, B'lachai Mishgiach, and Aaron Kovitz, and we came, take Lekech Erev Yom Kippur. So the Mishgiach gave away from his time, Erev Yom Kippur, to take Lekech from Baba Shreb, and I went along. And we had him, Aaron Kovitz, a lady, we shouldn't have to wait so long. And before we go in, the Mishgiach tells me, with his nigen, Reb Leibel, we have to integrate ourselves. We're going now into the Kodesh Kedosh. And we have to do tshuva before we go in. He went in and his face was white. He went, he had such a mini tzaddikim. I'm going into now the Kodesh Kedosh. This is what he felt. To tell you, Maisha, what happened by me, I went once Erev Shabbos from Yeshiva Tovedas to Benacham Uvel. I think he said after his mother, I remember. And I came in, he's standing by the lecht, preparing the lecht, and he told me, now it's already, I remember that Schweizer Zechoyne Bruche, it's after Chatzois, and after Chatzois, Ovel means something else. Ovel means now, ich bin listig, sie kimt kitische Shabbos. And it was, that's it. By Chatzos, it's Shabbos, Ich bin listig. I'll tell you a zach what someone told me this week, and I'm going to say it, I'm going to finish up. I said over, and he listened, but I said, there's a Rechaim HaKodesh writes that why a oval can learn Torah is poshut, but oval is also with the Torah. But the Rechaim HaKodesh says, you know why a oval can learn Torah? Because Torah has to be learned b'simcha, and a oval can be b'simcha. So one young man told me, now you understand, they say the Osra of Tzim learn Torah even when it was alone. How can you learn Torah? In the Teretz is because our oval can learn Torah because it's not besimche. But if really, if someone is besimche, you could learn Torah. The Osof said was Torah every time besimche. The Mishgiach most probably you can't learn. Oval ich bin listig. He has a minute, a length. That's why it's kedai to know. The Ramo says, why you put up flowers, shvus? He doesn't say zeichel amatn Torah. Zeichel is simcha sa Torah. We have simcha, and that was the Mishgiach that galept a lem from simcha, a lem for yenem, and he tried to do everything, a vexishtel and toide, a voide, gemilis chasodim, do in the bottom from America, and we all owe it him, not we, all Talmidim, and not all Talmidim, I would say the whole world, American all over, he brought in a life from Torah to change the American to become a different America, America from Tfilah, America from Varukait, America from Chassidus, together with all his rabbis and all other Gedolim help. But we have to remember and to thank the Rebbeinu Shloim that we had the Mishgiach Korah for almost 100 years. And we were nana from him. And after, even now, we still nana that Allah Tibur, Baruch Hashem, a new door from Torah, a door from Avoda, the Bnei Shem shall help, but the Mishgiach should be our Melech Yoshe. He loved each and every one on this world. Hamanti ki adaber, the Shem HaKodesh says, Hamanti, I believe, ki adaber, balech redefin. We should keep on looking in a minute techo, and every Seder when he starts off, everything is only with a minute. Hemanti, we're going to believe, Kadabe, we're going to keep on looking for him and picture ourselves, Balashmir Oymit connected the way he said it, but it's Zeyeg Shmakenigen, to bring in a minute. Hemanti, Kadabe. We're going to believe why, because we're going to talk about it. And this was the Mishgiach, was the Tareingepflanzenins, Teure, and Balak, and the Boynishoim should help. The Mishgiach Zuchayn Avroche should be a Melis Yoisha for all of us, for his whole Mishpoche, for all the Tamidin, where he loves everyone. And even the last few years, I have to beg Mechila Barabim. The last few years, I couldn't go so much. I had my Yomini and this, and it wasn't feeling so good. But our heart was together all the years. Korev to 60 years. Mishgiach, we're not going to forget from you, but don't forget from us. The Rebbeinu Shem should help. We should always have Sheh Simchis, and the Mishgiach is going to come for the Kisa Govet, with the Alek Gdoilem of Anifte this year, as on Rebbeinu Shaloilem, it should be a Shnaz Gile V'Yeshir. He spoke always to Mashiach, and they say over the Yismach Moshe, when he came, he spoke at the Mashiach, so he came of Yenu Welt, they were Mechabitim to speak in a Sigye, and he forgot about Bet Mashiach. So we all want to tell the Mashgiach, please, don't forget from us. Let's keep on talking, Mashiach, 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 for Menis Yisrael. Not only for Torah V'Das, for Gans Klal Yisrael. We have to thank the Rebbeinu Shloim that we all had Shaiches with him, and we're asking the Mashgiach, please don't forget, and the Rebbeinu Shloim should help. You should go to all the Tzaddikim, all your Rebbis, all the Gdoinim, but you're so close, and tell them how the door looks, and we need Mashiach. The Bnei Shem helfen. Bevias our Mashiach, va'afa pishis mameya im kol ze achaka loy bechol yoim shoyova. Like the Mashgiach, a minute we should have the same a minute that every regga we should have Mashiach. The Bnei Shem held. So it's be binyan by samigdish lishi with Mashiach sitkeini. I remind myself one more zach. I want to say it. Somebody asked the Mashgiach, What pshat bat bayis sheni? Now, so many Yidden, so it says, Hamas are not so frim, and they have a beauty, but not so frim, and then they chas v'sholem, they do this and those. So he said the second bayis shlishi was also built, and there was a lot of problem in. And we see it now. But chas v'sholem the zadis the teretz is as ikvus the Mashiach. So we as the Mashgiach with all the tzaddik ador went up the last this year. So beten rebbeinu shloim die yoimel to the seini die and we need Mashiach zedkeini the skalaven kvoit shemayim. And Skalavan, the Allah Oiris, and we're going to see everything was only Le Toive. Mit Mashiach, Sitkeini, Bimheiro, Viyameini, Omein, and the Abish shall help him is all a Zayin, Zen, and Zechzeno, Aneini, Beshivcho, Litzian, Barachmin, Bekorus, Ikvisid, the Mashiach. So we as the Mashgiach, with Allah Sadiq Ador, went up the last this year, so Betten, Rimboin Shaloyim, die, Yoimel, so the Saini, die, and we need Mashiach, said Kaini, the Skalavan, Kvoit Shemayim, and Skalavan, the Allah Oiris, and we're going to see everything was only Le Toive, with Mashiach, said Kaini, Bimheiro, Viyameini, Omein, and the Abish shall help him is all a Zayin, Zen, and Zechzeno, Aneini, Beshivcho, Litzian, Barachmin, Bekorev, Mamish.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rav Leibel. I know to set up things there in the camp, it wasn't easy. So we're big makir tov that you gave us so much time and so much of personal and givaldike inspiration. We're trying to work chronologically. I know that Rav Hirsch Michal Chin was a Talmud. Rav Hirsch is a Rav in Silver Spring, a Machanech. Person who helps people in therapy and other things. I know that I had to push him to speak because of the pachad to speak about an odom godol banokim like Rav Wolfson. So Rav Chin, thank you so much for agreeing to speak.
I try to speak about my Rebbe, the Mashgiach Zichron Livracha. Just as an introduction, I'm a kid from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, small town outside of Pittsburgh, but I was raised in a home that had the bas kol of Rav Shaga Pavlovin Delovish. My father, Zichron Livracha, was a very close Talmud, and I grew up with the ideas and the teachings of Rav Shaga Pavlovin. And there was one story that my father, Zichron Livracha, would tell us that's very relevant. He told us once in Camp Masifta, my father was the head counselor, I was a baby in Camp Masifta. So once in Camp Masifta, the Rendelovich was sitting, this is before my days, Rendelovich was sitting on the grass with Bochum. He asked the Bochum, he said, what's a mechanic? What's a mechanic? So, Bochum, I learn your teaching, fine, good. Everything was fine, good. Rendelovich told one of the Bochum, see, there's a rock over here. Turn over the rock. Turn over the, I don't know what the Rebbe wants. Rav Lovitch asked, he turned over the rock. And Rav Shaga Pavel asked the Talmid, what happened? What do you see when you turn over the rock? Well, if you've ever turned over a rock, a big rock, all of a sudden there are bugs and worms and everything goes running. So Rav Lovitch said, told the Bachim, he said, what did you just do to those worms, those bugs? You just changed the world. Until now, they knew the world as they knew it was this one place, as dark. That's what the world they knew. And you, by opening up, by turning over the rock, you changed the universe. He said, that's a mechanic. Mechanic changes the universe of the Talmud. Mashgiach, Rav Wolfson, was that mechanic. He opened up a world for us, his Talmidim, a world that we wouldn't know about. Not by telling us what to do, but by allowing us to see a world beyond our imagination. And he, as a mechanech, turned over, and we were the bugs. And that rock by rock, year by year, he exposed us to the wonders of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to a world way beyond anything we could have ever imagined. I remember, well, it was approximately, I think it was about 1973 or so, when I first got introduced to the Mashgiach. I came to Tor V'Das a little bit earlier, and I came to the Mashgiach, and Baruch Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam fears developed, and he had me. I was part of a group of older Bachrim who were close to the Mashgiach, and I was able to introduce to that world. And for the next 53 years, not 63, but 53 years, Mashgiach held my hand through life, through everything that life brings, not only at the high moments, not only at the simchas, but he was able to cry with me. He was able to meet me when I was feeling low, when I was feeling undeserving. He's the one who could put his hand around my shoulder and say, "Herr Shmichel, come, Herr Shmichel." And the message of love and of acceptance was unquestionable. And Parshas Bahaloscha, as we were being Malava Malka of Parshas Bahaloscha, the Mashgiach left us. I just want to share a quick part from Munasi Techo, from the Toshin Lamates, where Mashgiach quoted his father, quoting the Alexander Rebbe, quoting Rebbe Yitzchak Lvorka. That the Parsha Baloisla says, the Rashi says, why was Baloisla close to the mice of the Nisim? Because Cholish Data that Aaron felt bad. That they were participating, he didn't want to participate. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, says, Chayecha gedol shecha mishalohem. Poshet Pshat Rashi means, Chayecha, Hashem, don't worry, yours is greater. So says the Mashgiach, b'shem his father, b'shem his Alexander Rebbe, b'shem Rebbe Slavorka, Chayecha, segeter on 11. It really, really bothers you. It bothers you that you're not fully participating. That's Gedol Mishalahem. That idea the Mashgiach inculcated within us, that the effort to the fact that we want to be a part is extremely important. Not just when you the avoda of a kol nidre of a nila when you say Hashem Elokim, that's terrific. But in the dark, in the cheshkas agolus, when I don't feel it, when as Mashiach would say time and time, and he said it so many different ways, it's not working, and you do it anyway. Chayecha. Time and time, he let us know how important our small efforts were by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and this was a lesson that I heard from him time and time and time again. The Ribbono Shel Olam loved us. And it's Avoshein Tfuya B'Dover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us despite ourselves sometimes, not because of what I accomplished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved me. And how do I know it? Because the Mashgiach loved. I was able to understand the concept of unquestionable love and acceptance. Because Mashgiach showed that Ava for us, for his Talmidim. How could Ribbono Shel Olam should be any less? And it's something that in Baruch Hashem, the many years I've been involved in Chinuch, it's a mathematical equation that I've adopted from the Mashgiach. The mathematical equation is, Rebbe loves Ribbono Shel Olam, Rebbe loves me, I can love the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Ribbono Shel Olam can love me. Simple mathematics, something that the Mashgiach taught us time and time again, shear after shear after shear. And it wasn't just the Mashgiach of Yeshiva Torah V'Das. There was the Camp Torah, the Munis Yisrael, actually. And although I'm a member of Munis Yisrael, most of my life, I haven't been there because I don't live in New York. I never have. Other than Columbus, Ohio, and Silver Spring, Maryland. But my home was in Munis Yisrael. Munis Yisrael is an outbranch of Camp Torah V'Das. Those that was mentioned earlier, the Masmidim program, Camp Tarvadas, I'm a Camp Tarvadas boy most of my life. And Mashkiach in camp was a, in Tarvadas, the Mashkiach takes attendance, how you're learning, what you're doing. In Camp Tarvadas was a very, very, very different picture. He was a human being, and he allowed us to see that a human being, like the Sulam of Yaakov, if you know, a human being that his feet were on the ground, but clearly, Roshoy, somewhere in the heavens, he is able to accomplish both. In Camp Tarvadas, I remember once, I heard about this story later, and I was appalled. My wife had dropped her ring down the sink. Now, my bungalow, I had a little, I can't even call it a bungalow. Those of you remember Camp Tarvadas, Mashkiach had his like log cabin. I was a shed right behind the Mashkiach's bungalow. Anyway, my wife had dropped her ring down the sink. And she knocked on the Mashkiach door to ask if Mashkiach had a wrench. What's the problem? And he told her. And he said, let me come fix it. And again, I heard about this later. I couldn't imagine. And my wife said, Chas v'shalom, Mashkiach. He said, I like to do these things. Nobody lets me. He was a human being who came, who wanted to open a thing. He was a human being. When the Rebbe was talking about the birds in Camp Tarvadas, remember one day he was sad because the birds near his learning group had laid eggs, and he would watch, he would check on them every day. And at what point the birds flew away, he missed them. Nature, the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, the physical world, was beloved by him as well. These are ways to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Camp, in appreciation for camp, for the art, for the songs, they would consult the Mashkiach about Shimon Finkelman and sing them before a theme song, or Mati Finkelman before a halachas kid. What's the idea? And Mashkiach would come and watch and appreciate. He let us know that he appreciated. He let us know that he was a human being. And he would talk to us with an appreciation. And Chas v'Shalom, if I say something that if anybody takes it wrong, I apologize. But people need to know. The books are all going to talk about the Mashkiach as a Malach, which he was. But part of his godless was as a human being. I remember my first Purim in Williamsburg. Yet I was sitting at Rebbe Leibel. You sat in the inside. I sat out in the hallway, the overflow, Bachram, the younger high school boys. We sat in the outside near the steps in the Mashkiach house. And at one point, I was like, remember, I'm a kid from high school. I don't know from Purim. I know from Purim carnivals from Hebrew school. And Mashkiach said, oh, Mordechai and Esther coming in. Everybody stand up. Mordechai and Esther in the room. And I will tell you to this day, on the PMC, that I feel Mordechai and Esther coming to the room. He had us take off our jackets, but a half who put them on backwards, and made an impression on us. He uncovered that rock that he lifted up. He uncovered. I don't want to take too much time, but it's so important to understand the humanity. I once went to the Mashkiach after a huge problem that I thought the world's coming to end, and I went to cry to him, to tell him my whole cheshbon, how I understand the whole situation. And Mashkiach, in his inimitable fashion, and again, if I imitate the voice, it's out of respect, not of disrespect. And he said, it was on Tu B'Shvat. He said, Herr Schmichel, on the Tu B'Shvat, did you eat nuts? Because you're nuts. Mashkiach, and those who understood Mashkiach, understood the love. It wasn't an insult. He would love me. He loved me, and I knew it. And all this taught me to do it. Not at the moments when we were finishing Masechtas, but when we were struggling with life, we were struggling with Nisyonis, we were struggling with all the low things, normal things. We knew we could talk to the Mashkiach about it, and he understood. We were not. We were going to kick him away. And I had once had it with one of my children, a six-year-old, one of my kids, one that was making decisions that were not, I felt, as a they weren't the right things. I spoke to Mashkiach about it. He said, Herr Schmichel, he said, you know that outside Camp Tarvadas, the world does these things. He said, this is not the battle. You love your child. Learn with your child. Don't make this the battle. He understood. He loved us like a parent. He understood. And as far there's so many things, and I don't want to take some as anybody else's time, but I will close the idea that Mashgiach was a chassid of kedusha, and whether whoever claims he was a chassid of kedusha, he was a chassid of a tzaddik, and he sent us the tzaddikim. That's who he was. He was a chassid of Ribbono Shel Olam kedusha. It wasn't him. It wasn't his Torah. It wasn't his base matters. It was everything Ribbono Shel Olam. If it's Kedusha, go. And as the Mashgiach, I pulled out a letter he once wrote to me, a beautiful letter, and at a very, very dark time of my life. But he ended the letter, and I end this with the Mashgiach, that we don't, as Rav Bulliger said, we continue speaking about Emunah, we can speak, continue speaking at the Mashgiach, and he lives within us. So I don't, not as farewell, but as he finished his letter, the Abba Rabba, the Abba Soilam. We will continue, hopefully, the teachings of our Rebbe of Mashgiach, and he should be an Ezra for us, and we should be able to continue everything that he wanted from us, for us.
Does as well. We'll be Messiahim, the Maharochas and Maspidim, with the Reshiva and Miami Masifta, the Rav Levi Shapiro, who's been waiting, and the reason why we have him last is because he was with the Mashgiach for those last years in Florida and got to know
a big schus to be able to participate in speaking about Rav Wolfson Zecher Tzaddik L'Bracha. It gives me an opportunity to express my feelings to him. The truth is, as you heard till now, I was not a Talmud of his. I was not a mispalel in his shul. I just knew him, started knowing him when he used to come in Borah Park every year when Hechel Menachem would make the big Yutis Kislev for Brengen. He would come and speak, and there were quite a few times that I was there and I spoke also. That's when I met him and we got to know each other. But really, I got to know him when he started coming to Miami. So I don't know how many years this is, maybe 10 years or around that time. And when he started coming here, so I would speak to him pretty often. I would see him. He would come to the yeshiva by us. For many years, he used to come every year on Chav Gimel Tevis. His birthday is Chav Gimel Tevis. So we'd have a special Fabringen Chav Gimel Tevis in yeshiva by us, Yeshiva Gdola of Miami. And he would come and he would Fabring, he would speak. And it was Poshel Geshmak to hear him speak. And since Chav Gimel Tevis is the day before Chav Dala Tevis is the yahrzeit of the Balatanya of the Alter Rebbe. So most of his drosha used to be B'negei Ad Alter Rebbe. And you could see how he spoke B'negei Ad Alter Rebbe and how he spoke B'negei Ad Rebbe. And that's where I got to know him. He would come to other types of gatherings when we used to have, Miami used to participate in anything that we did, which was all from Lubavitch, he would participate. He would come to our shul. I have a shul called Beis Menachem. And he would come very, very often if I bring and to speak. And that's when I got to know him. Sometimes he would also speak when he would come. Sometimes he wouldn't speak. And I said, so we want you to speak. Why else would you come? He says, no, I want to come to hear. Now, it's only Paul. Adam Godel like that is coming to hear. Who is he coming to hear? I was speaking, so you're coming to listen to me. But that was Rav Wilson. His Anivis was so special. And his Stalkas happened to be around Parshas Baalayscha, where it says, Vahish, Meishe, Onov, Me'eid, Mikol, Adam, Ashal, Pnei Adoma. He had his anivis. He was makir teiva, every person that did something for him. We know that. I heard from somebody that he knows that he used to, from time to time, I don't know, maybe every year, light a yahrzeit candle for Rav Gifter. And someone asked him, why is him out of all the rabbonim, you light a yahrzeit candle? So he said, I'll tell you why. Because there was once a time that he spoke or he wrote something as a limud zchus for Zimri ben Solu and Kozbi Basur. Because we know in Chassidus, we find in Kabbalah, we find that all these people that I mentioned the Chumash, and that sounds like they were terrible people, and they were terrible people, but there's some kind of good in it that they had in mind, and because it had missing something, like we find about the Meraglim, in the Likutei Torah, it says the Meraglim had a good machshava, they wanted to stay in the Midbar, not to have to do with Velt, to sit and learn Torah all day, not to get involved in Avodas Adama. It turned out that because that's not what Hashem wanted, the turnout was wrong. So he was Melamed Chus on Kozmi Basur and Zibri Ben Solom. So some Rabbanim got together, they want to write the Machoe, Kelkeira against him. And they came to Rav Gifter to sign it. And he said, "What? He's right." So he said, because of the Hamakir Teva to him, and I light a candle every year for his Yahrzeit. And he explained, it's not because he was a maskeman, he took his approach, he backed him in his ideas. The reason was because this would avoid machloikas. He was such a isha sholem that he was shaykhaz and makubrif to everybody. By him, machloikas was the worst thing. That's why he was shaykhaz to all digdalim, and he went to all digdalim, and he was shaykhaz, and he was makubal on all chugim. He was makubal on all circles of Yiddishkeit. Because that was his person, his personality. It was a isha sholem and the isha emes. The emeskeit by him is very, very strong. You could see. When I looked at him and I had a shaykhas to him, I felt, hey, here's a ish emes. The emes, we zok in Yiddish or gesprotz from him. There's an expression about Chassidim, they used to say, for an emes, ven ala bottle. For emes, everyone becomes bottle. And you would see him and you'd see the emes in him, that would bring you a bittle. And that's how he was. So he was shaykhas taka to everybody. He was melamed zchus on everybody. Actually, I saw itaki in the munas yitecho b'negei parshas Keirach. He brings from Dariza, but he's melamed zchus on Keirach. The Keirach wanted to live already in the time the way it will be when Mashiach will come. It says in other Sfarim also that he wanted the Levim should be Kayanim, but the Mashiach will come. It says the Levim will become Kayanim. He was already able to do that. He made a mistake the way he did it. He went around with Machlekes. But Be'emes, he was a great person. We know from the Baal Shem Tov that he was a great person. So he was Malam Mitzchus on him. And we find other daily Yisrael, Malam Mitzchus on all these people who we find in Tanakh, and in Gemara, who were not so, and you're Malam Mitzchus, you have Aliyah for their neshama. But that was his inyan to Malam Mitzchus. And he brings Taki ben Negeya Keirch, he says that the Arizal writes that Le'ilam de Isha Esreyeyu, that's going to be when Mashiach will come. And that's what Keirch wanted. There should not be the, you should not need a leader to teach us. The Ebeshe himself will teach us. And the Posse by Mashiach says, Elof, it says, Geim Yidreishu. So Rav Wolfson says that Keirach ben Miluyei, with the Miluy Kuf Reish Ches, not Kuf Reish, as Kuf Vav Fei Reish Yud Shin ben Miluyei, is the Gematria of Yalamdu, Le Yalamdu Ish Esrei. That's what he said. And the Arizal writes that the Sefer Tevis of Tzadi Katomer Yifroch is Keirach. So he's Malamed Zchus, because he saw the truth in everything and he saw what's behind it. So he did it. That's, I think, the beer why he was able to make gematrios. We all know that he was such a chush in gematrios. And the spot, he would figure out the gematria. In everything we see in the Svarim full of gematrios. Some of them he brings from previous Grela, but a lot that he himself made. I remember when we moved into our shul, we built a shul first. We had a little house, then we had the shul. He used to come sometimes. So the address of our shul is 444. So he sends me a message after the shul was built, and he was in Miami. Says to somebody, comes to me and says that he spoke to me. He says, go tell Rabbi Shapiro that you should know that 444 is a big gematria migdosh. It fill out the gematria. It's all why? Because the gematria shows on the emeskite of the word. It says in Shemir Amunim for Rabbi Yosef Irgas, it says in Shemir Amunim that you can't just make a gematria and make something up because it's the gematria. Because I can figure out the gematria kach v'kach, it means so and so. You have to see the truth in it, and then the gematria automatically comes because you could see the truth. And he was the Isha Emes that was able to see the truth, and that's why he was able to figure out the gematrios. And as we heard before, his emune of hashteitzach adeibeshter, and emune Mashiach, his gaguyim for Mashiach was so strong. His gaguyim is only for Mashiach. And the way it is al pichsides. I heard from him that he called the shul emunas Yisrael. Why emunas Yisrael? Emunas because emune, obviously emune, that's what emune, that's the yisod we have, and by him that was the foundation of his life is the emune. And Yisrael, Poshup Shat means the Mun of Yidden. But he told me, Amunas Yisrael, Yisrael is because of the name of the Baal Shem Tov. So he called it Amunas Yisrael. And I'm teaching Gu is the Mun based on the way the Baal Shem Tov teaches. It's a complete different. There's a much deeper understanding in what the Mun is. Amun Mashiach. Amun Mashiach, according to the Torah of Baal Shem Tov, the way the Baal Shem Tov says. And he was Durgenumen with that feeling. I remember he came once to our shul when we had a Fabringen in honor of Chamishos Bishvat. So I remember like the Nakuda, what he said, the Protim is, maybe he wrote it someplace, I don't know. The first Mishnah starts the Chamishos HaBishvat, it says in Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that the first day of Shvat is Rosh Hashana Le'ilon, Kedivre B'Shamay. And then it says, Basila Le'imin Chant, Mishasa B'Shvat. What's the Pshat Kedivre B'Shamay? Should have said, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Divre B'Shamay. It's also different. Kedivre B'Shamay sounds, that's what you're supposed to do. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat is, Kedivre B'Shamay. As if that's what you have to do. And he said, yeah, in this case, you have to do like B'Shamay. Why? Because the Emunah Mashiach is so strong that when Rosh Chodesh Shvat comes, and Mashiach didn't come yet. But what happens if he comes tomorrow? He comes the day after. Chamishos HaBishvat already won't be Rosh Hashanah. If Mashiach comes, it says the Halacha will be like B'Shamay. That's what the Arizal writes. So what will happen? When Mashiach will come after Rosh Chodesh Shvat, there will be no more Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos on Chamishos HaBishvat. So you'll have to go back to the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So here it's something that you have to know what Rosh Chodesh Shvat be, because if you're so sure Mashiach is coming, then you have to feel like, even now you have to do Rosh Chodesh Shvat else Rosh Hashanah. And he made a whole nafkmin of Laloch Elagab and Meiser, where the din is that, that was, so he lived in that inyan. And this was, another thing I saw by him was that he, in a lot of his Torah, and certainly the Torah that I heard, he spoke about one Nekudah. How those Yidden are mechutz la'machne, which means those Yidden are outside of the fold, and they are as important, and you have to work with them. And I remember the last Torah I heard from him this year, the Shabbos before he left Florida, and he went, which is just a few months ago. And he, so I remember the Torah that he said, that just in the Kudim Tavor, he spoke in Parsha Pekudei, Esma'elu v'sheshmeyes, also avudim, vovim lamudim, and the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't remember what this mount was, and Basco came out that they're Vovim Lamudim, so he touched the whole thing. Vovim represents those Yidden who are outside. That's the extra. A Vov is a hook that sticks out from the pole. Those are the ones, and he spoke a lot about that Mamish. This is, I could say, following the, a lot of things following what the Rebbe, the Mamish Rebbe writes, and he was following that because he was a great Chosef of Mamish Rebbe. And I think the best way to put it is that Rav Williger said before that he used the Lashon. If you go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's Kodesh Kodoshim. Kodesh Kodoshim. You have to be medayik in the words. And I, a lot of times when I heard things from him, I was medayik in his words because his every word meant something. When he said it's Kodesh HaKadoshim, meant to say, Sido Asach Kodesh. Kodesh is Kodesh. Kodesh HaKadoshim is the highest. And when I spoke to him so many times, he spoke, I would say, I don't know another Lubavitcher Chosid that spoke about the Rebbe like he spoke. When he came once, Chavdalet, to Gimel Tevis to speak, it was the year of Hakil that year. It was 8 years ago. 9 years ago. And he starts off his drosha, he says, tomorrow is Chavdalet Tevis. Chavdalet Tevis is the yours of the Balatanya. So I want you to know, it says in the different Svarim, the Sikhs of the previous Rabbeim, and Lubavitch, that the Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, was in the Shoma Chadosha. Other tzaddikim are Gilgulim. He went out of Gilgul. He was the Shomach HaDoshim. And because of that, the Alter Rebbe, he said, made so many chidushim. Then he says, turns around, he says, Lefi Daiti. I'm quoting his Loshon. It's actually Mistama on tape, on video. Lefi Daiti is the Rebbe and the Shomach HaDoshim also. And because of that, he made so many chidushim. And the Shomach HaDoshim makes chidushim. And he gave an example. The Rebbe made up this whole idea of Shnas Hakel. Bukiv had given such a thing, Shnas Hakel. Hakel was Sukkis in the year after Shemitah. The Melech would read Hakel. And now we have a Zeche, we talk about it, we remember it. But where does it say that the whole year is called a Shnas Hakel? You have a Shnas Shemitah, but where is Shnas Hakel? So he says that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is a Chidush, but he has a right to make this Chidushim because in the Shomach HaDosha. So he had, and he told over so many stories of his connection. Finally, I asked him once, Rav Wolfson, tell me, you told so many stories about the Rebbe and different Mephisim. What clinched it? What Mephis is it that you saw from the Rebbe that made you, that you're Ibri again? And the Babish Rebbe to you, he said this, Atkedikach, he didn't say this to me, but we know, he did not go to Kivre Tzadikim in the Chutz Loretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. The only place he went was to the Rebbe's Oil. For years, every Erev Rosh Chodesh, I think later he is Shvachet, so he didn't, would go to the Oil. After you go from the tzi and a person of a tzaddik, you wash your hands. He didn't do that. He said it's not enough to wash your hands from it. But he told me the story that happened to him. This is what he says he happened to him. He had a boy or a girl, I don't know, an enikel that was sick. And boom, then he went to Eretz Yisrael. Like he used to go every year to Eretz Yisrael. He stayed in a place right next to a shul, which was Chorev. I don't think it's the Chorev shul that they used to call. A shul that wasn't used. He says, when it came to Krishma Shalamita, he told it to me himself. Krishma Shalamita, he would go to say it over there. Why did he go to say it over there? Because he said, I would cry a lot because my enekel was sick and I would cry. I didn't want anyone to see it. Not even my rabbits and my wife. I didn't want her to see how I cry. So I would go there at night, sit there, say, Krishna Shalamita, come back. And I would say Krishna Shalamita there. I would cry by the posik in Krishna Shalamita. I don't know if everybody says it, but the Nusach, Lev Nishba Venitke Lekim Lesivze, I would cry. And not only that, I would repeat the posik again and again and again. But no one knew it. I didn't want anyone to know. After I came back from Eretz Yisrael, came to America, I went to the Rebbe for dollars. And I came by dollars, I told the Rebbe, broche for my enekel who's sick. B'chal derech agav, Rabbi Williger, like he said before, he could testify that he used to go to the Rebbe. Whenever he went to the Rebbe, he went along with him. So he says, so I asked the Rebbe for a broche. So the Rebbe looks at him and the Rebbe says, I'm zokt, leiv nishber venitke mit grace kavone. I don't know exact loshen, but something along those lines. Help the Rebbe Shtezicher. So the loshen they used to me, I almost fainted. Not one human being in the world knew what happened, that I was medayik in those words. And the Rebbe said, he said, that moment, he said, I saw, that's when he got very, says, became very close to the Rebbe. So he was close to all the tzaddikim. I know he told me that. He was close to all the tzaddikim, but he went all. But he told me that the Rebbe to him was something, an exception, yetzim in the klal. And you see from his Torah, he followed the same, a lot of things, and same things what the Rebbe was saying, when he gave to be Mekarev, all Yidin, you have to be Mekarev. That was a theme in his Torah. And not only a theme in his Torah, that's how he behaved. And he was trying to help people, help everybody, with all the difference. And he was Mekubal on everybody. And it always, I think, comes from one Yesod, that he had the Midas HaEmes. Midas HaNove and Midas HaEmes. We see by Meshe Rabbeinu, the both Midas go together. It says, Ve'ish Meshe Onov, that's one thing. And it says also, so the Chazal say, Ma ro Meshe. So the Chazal say, Emes ro. Meshe so Emes. And here we have Rav Meshe Wolfson Zeichet Tzadik L'Vrocha had this union of having the Emes, having the Anivis. And as all the details that we heard before from everybody else, the Varimkai that he brought in, the Yerushamayim, the Emune that he brought in, and anybody who came in contact with him got that feeling, and all is and result of his emes and the result of his anova, and that's brought the emun and the money Mashiach. So we hope and pray we daven to the Eibush that Mashiach shekap at some comes soon. And for sure, being up there is a mitzvah mit alle tzaddikim. There's no shyless mitzvah with them to pale by the Eibush that we could say ad mosai. How long do we have to wait? Shensait the Mashiach zakumen, and he will talk a pale that this year when it comes to Shavuos Batamos, certainly to Tisha B'Av. We'll have the same, we'll have Shavuos Batamos, we'll have Tisha B'Av, and it should happen. The pale, the court of Mam.
Two little points. First, as Rav Williger said, and as Rav Chin said, Eruei Pnoch, his Svarim are available and they are accessible. And as Dayan Weiss in his Haskama writes, that his Svarim are Dvarim that are Arevim, Mesukim, Ataka Gishmak Meirim, though, if you read them well, you see that he has a new daher and a havona. And then Rav Dayan, the Dayan Weiss, they're mesamchim. When you finish a shtickle in the Munas Hitecha, you feel the regish of simcha from Rav Wolfson Alei. And just one last point, the first, very first piece in Bereshis, Rav Wolfson mentions how he went to the Kever of Shimon HaTzadik and Eretz Yisrael. And he says that Afarain Gefauna, a machshov in his mind, why the Mishnah Novus describes Shimon HaTzadik as Mishiyore Knesset HaGdela. It's not history. What do we have to know exactly that he was Mishiyore Knesset HaGdela? How is that important to the Yisoid of Shimon HaTzadik of Torah and Avodah Gemilas Chasodim? So I couldn't help think that this is so tzugepast. As Rav Teichman said, to know what this Aveda is and to feel the Tsar. I'm just reading from 1 second, 1 minute here from Rav Wolfson's own Werther. He says that Klal Yisrael was scared. Eich yamdu Klal Yisrael. Eich tiskayim teir v'yadus b'loy anchik neses agdela. They were so used to having the tzaddikim, the neviim, the people that, and as we have feared also, how are we going to go on, as Rav Wilger said, without the Racham Strickfe, without Rav Matasiu Salomon, Kosev Rebbe, or Yemeis Tzaddik Acher Tzaddik, Ad Shelo Nisha Rak Echod, V'Nisyoru. There's not this, where's the tzaddikim? So that's why the Mishnah is saying they were Taka Nisyoru and they were Meilech Lo'ilovai. Shimon HaTzadik said, Zorg sich nicht, shul yechashvu, shul yom oy meir lanche knesses agdeila. Don't think that we talk as much as they guided us and taught us and directed us. We still have these yesoidas of Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasodim. And he says, the same pachad happened to Klal Yisrael when Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira, they were afraid, he says, Eich yamer ha'oilum beloi Moshe. I think we could say, based on this, everything that we've heard, and that Rav Wolfson taught us how to be Mekayim this without him. Taka, he was Taka, as everyone said, he was Zoichet to Asari Chasyomim, like in yesterday's daf, Rav Yechidin says that Kosha Cheremimovis, and he teaches the Pasuk, Yokar b'nei Hashem, Mofso v'chasidov. This heißt was? Is that Eina v'shtarpt in Azah seve toiva? This is Taka Yokar b'nei Hashem. As a chosid, as Rav Wolfson was, a chosid amiti, as Rav Leib says, a chosid of all chsidim, we can be at least have that chizuk of his Torah, his ideas, to be able to be Miskayim, and Taketa, as everyone's saying, to be Makabo Pere Mashiach, Shmimocha, of course, Bila. I want to thank everyone for the Itztarfus and the Rosh Hashivas, especially the Rabbonim, the people who took cold telephone calls from me, Uschus, Rav Wolfson.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you liked what you heard. If you did, please take a moment to share this or any of the many episodes available on our platform with friends in order to help grow our community. Until next time, Shalom.